You are listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros. Cal Poly's College of Liberal Arts hosted its fourth Inclusion Starts With Me forum this week. Thursday's day-long teach-in event featured a series of talks and workshops by faculty, staff, and students centered around equity and social justice. And it's part of a broader campaign at Cal Poly to reposition the university as diverse and inclusive. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
Thursday's public talks included conversations on slavery and its legacies, queer politics, and unpacking sex and gender. But they aren't the only discussions about diversity happening on campus.
We've been having conversations about these sorts of things for many, many years.
That's Dr. Geneva Renaga Abiko. She's the director of counseling services for campus health and well-being, and she's speaking after a diversity and inclusion talk just before Thanksgiving last year.
This is officially after the CPX survey, but the conversations themselves aren't that new.
The CPX survey she mentioned is a questionnaire given to the campus community last year, and it was conducted by an outside group the school hired. And the results were, overwhelmingly, students, faculty, and staff of color feel marginalized at the school and are discriminated against. The CPX talks, which are ongoing, are part of the administration's response to those findings and also the multiple racist incidents which have occurred at the school over the past few years. Adrian Torres is a second-year political science major at Cal Poly. He shared a takeaway after the November diversity workshop.
One big one, which is it's a very simple one, which is just having respect and learning how to be culturally inclusive, how to understand everyone's needs and make everyone feel included.
Torres said he thought the goal of the talk was for the administration to come up with a diversity and inclusion plan. And what are the next steps to creating that? Again, Dr. Geneva Renaga Abiko.
I honestly don't know. I didn't really hear next steps from an action perspective. I hear that we're going to have more conversations in that way, but I'm curious about that myself, to be honest.
Renaga Abiko adds that for change to occur on campus, talks like these can give momentum to creating a more inclusive environment.
Anyone can make little change here and there wherever they are, but we really need the more powerful forces to make the kind of systemic change that I think needs to happen, not just at Cal Poly, but really around the world.
Cal Poly has more diversity talks coming up in the school year. Later, there will be events centered around inclusivity for women and the state of Middle Eastern and Asian Pacific Islander communities on campus. And as part of a social justice conference coming up, the school will be hosting political and civil rights activist Angela Davis at the end of the month. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.